Hi everyone! Welcome to our third episode of Wellbeing Podcast for this school year. I'm your host, Angie. And today I will share some tips on improving sleep quality and managing insomnia. Before discussing the deep, comfy mattress of knowledge, let's talk about why sleep is so important. You see, sleep isn't just a nightly break from work and study. It's the time when your brain files away all those random facts you learn during the day. Like why flamingos are pink. More than that, sleep is your body's way of recharging. Like plugging in your phone overnight. Without it, your memory goes haywire, your energy levels plummet, and let's not even talk about your mood. Because who hasn't felt like a zombie in a horror movie after a bad night's sleep? But for some of us, sleep doesn't come easy. Enter our old frenemy, insomnia. You know the drill. You're lying in bed, eyes wide open, and the clock ticking louder than a drum solo. Before you know it, it's 3 a.m., and you're considering a new career as a psychologist. Insomnia isn't just about not being able to fall asleep. It's about tossing and turning, waking up in the middle of the night when your brain acting like it just had 5 espressos. Or waking up way too early and realizing you're wide awake and it's still dark outside. It's exhausting, frustrating, and downright maddening. Let's put it this way. If sleep were a movie, insomnia would be that one guy in the theater who keeps kicking your seat and talking on his phone. Annoying, right? But don't worry, I've gathered some tips that might just help you reclaim those precious sleep. Let's jump into it. First up, try to stick to a regular sleep schedule. And yes, that means even on weekends. Think of it like training a pet. If you feed a dog at the same time every day, they know when it's dinner time. Your body is kind of the same. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. And soon enough, your body would get the memo. Next, let's talk about your sleep environment. Is your bedroom more Zen garden or techno rave? If it's the latter, we've got some work to do. Your bedroom should be cool, quiet, and dark. Consider investing in blackout curtains, earplugs, or even a white noise machine if you live in a noisy area. And of course, banish all screams at least an hour before bed. Sorry, don't watch short videos in bed. Now, I know a lot of us love a good cup of coffee, but try to avoid caffeine in the afternoon and evening. That stuff stays in your system longer than you think. Also, a heavy meal right before bed can make you feel uncomfortable when lying down. Instead, choose a light snack if you're hungry. A banana or a small bowl of oatmeal can work wonders. Here's the thing. You can't expect to fall asleep if your mind is running at 100 miles per hour. Take some time to wind down before bed. This could be anything from reading a book, listening to calming music, or practicing some gentle yoga or meditation. And no, scrolling through TikTok doesn't count as winding down, no matter how cute those puppy videos are. And here's a big one. If you can fall asleep after 20 minutes, don't just lie there staring at the ceiling. Get up, do something relaxing in dim light, and go back to bed when you feel tired. The key here is not to associate your bed with frustration. Look, we've all been there. We've all had those nights where sleep feels like a distant dream. And we've all suffered the next day's zombie-like consequences. But the important thing is to not let a few bad nights become a pattern. Remember, sleep is crucial for your health, memory, and overall well-being. It's not just about quantity. Getting those 7 to 9 hours is also about quality. So give these tips a try, and hopefully you'll be drifting off to dreamland in no time. That's it for today's episode of Wellbeing Podcast. I hope these tips help you have a good dream and leave insomnia in the dust. If you enjoy this episode, feel free to share it with your sleep-deprived friends.